Mark Levin, Joe Biden upset that he's a white man in a radicalized Democrat party. By Robert Krajicek on April 25, 2019. Mark Levin mocked former Vice President Joe Biden's whiteness as a liability within a radicalized Democrat party in a Thursday interview with host Alex Marlowe on SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily. "Joe Biden is an empty suit," said Levin. "Joe Biden has tried this before. Joe Biden really stands for nothing. This is a man who got elected to the Wilmington City Council right out of law school. Got elected to the Senate when he was 29, sworn in when he was 30. He's never created a job in his entire life. He's never produced anything. He's never done anything other than be a gas bag. Listen." Levin continued, "He's a very, very nasty man. When he was chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, he tried to destroy Robert Bork. He tried to destroy Clarence Thomas and a whole host of nominees for the circuit court. We know he is quite a dumb man. He did very poorly in his academics. He cheated. He's plagiarized in terms of running for president of the United States. He's lied about his academic record." Levin addressed Biden's challenges in pursuing the Democrat Party's presidential nomination, given the left's racial politics. "Today he is upset that he is a white man," noted Levin. "He is trying to fit into what is a radicalized Democrat party. This is his third run at it. He's becoming the Harold Stassen of the Democrat Party." In March, Biden called for a change to white man's culture, which he described as pathologized on matters of sexual assault. "I don't really know why Joe Biden is running," stated Levin, rejecting left-wing and partisan Democrat news media characterizations of Biden as a blue-collar champion. "I know the commentators say he could take up the blue-collar vote. I don't know what he's done for blue-collar workers any time in his life. He was vice president to Barack Obama. They lost a ton of jobs in manufacturing and elsewhere. And the reason is high taxes, high regulations, and all that type of stuff. So he's a job killer. Joe Biden is going to run as if he is the answer to our racial divide," said Marlowe. Levin replied, "Some information's been found in recent months. I believe even audio, where he was defending the segregationist view on busing. I don't mean taking up the constitutional issue. I've always been against it myself for constitutional reasons. But he was playing footsie with segregationists. I don't remember Trump ever doing that." In August 2012, during the year's presidential campaign, Biden deployed a Southern accent in telling a mostly black audience that then-presidential candidate Mitt Romney wanted to put y'all back in chains. Follow Robert Krajicek on Twitter @RKrajicek.